The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. I can smell the coffee and tea going. Thank you for, you didn't invite me, but you will next time. But we're here with you every Sunday morning, trying to make you a better investor. Cover topics from investing to taxes to you name it, we'll do it here. And today's topic, earnings, all about earnings. And why? Well, we're about halfway through earnings season. So far, so good. About 83% of those companies that reported earnings have exceeded expectations. Now, we've had some hits. We'll have some misses. We'll talk about those as well. You know, they say in real estate, you know, having a good property, let's say on the ocean, you know, they talk about location, location, location. Well, if you're looking for companies or company stocks, I'm going to tell you it's earnings, earnings, earnings. Well, it's not more than three times, but I'm not going to bore you with tears. So companies that have better than expected earnings, or good earnings, what can they do? Well, those earnings, they can go back and buy more shares, what they call stock buybacks, which is very positive. Actually, in 2018, probably be a record-setting year for amount of buybacks. Some $800 billion of companies have announced buybacks. So that's very positive, buybacks, because it takes some shares out of the market, supply and demand. Also, companies can, you know, with better expected earnings, increase your dividend. Of course, as shareholders, you like that. Sometimes you need a dividend, you'll take those. Otherwise, you can reinvest those dividends, and that's a very positive thing. Companies can also reinvest into the business. Mostly what they call capital spending. And capital spending a lot of time goes back into technology. So that's a very positive also. So when companies have earnings, they have a really good, you know, can you imagine walking to a board meeting and all these, the CEO's there, the CFO and the chief technology officer, all these people, and they have excess money. That's a positive. And how you give that back to shareholders is very positive. So when it comes to earnings, now think about just the opposite. 2008, 2009, Again, we know the financial crisis that hit and too big to fail and all those type of things. But at the end of the day, the reason why those companies went down and others is they went from positive earnings to negative earnings, okay? So, you know, when people try to look at a turn from the market, okay, when is the market finally going to come to an end? You know, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to become an earnings recession. That is, companies' earnings are going to start deaccelerating instead of accelerating. Now, at the moment, most companies' companies' earnings are accelerating. Now, some of that, by the way, still comes back to Trump's tax bill, which started January 1st of this year. And companies now have more money on hand because they're paying less in taxes. Of course, the tax rate went down to as low as 20% for corporate taxes. With that extra money, we're finding that companies have put some money back into employees, not as much as probably should have, but again, buying back stock, increasing the dividends, buying the competitors, putting money back into capital spending. Most capital spending, I see it, is into technology. That is the front end of a company, their website, the back end, inventory, you know, all these type of things. So when you think about today's topic, all about earnings, I want you to become a better investor, because a lot of the stuff that's out there, a lot of headlines you read are not going to impact earnings. It's political, it's interesting, but if it impacts earnings, we want to know about it. So I have a little monitor in front of me and things flash. It looks like air traffic control if you looked at my computers. And a lot of things that flash, really don't mean anything. But things like trade tariffs or trade wars, that will definitely impact earnings. In fact, we do have the Dow at 25,000 again, 25,500 and change. Who's counting? I am. But these companies like Boeing, 3M, and so forth, they've got a lift lately when the EU, European Union, and Trump got together and said, hey, maybe we could put these tariffs on hold. Maybe have no tariffs either way. That'd be very net positive. And with that, companies' earnings would be very positive. Now, remember, we had two 10% corrections this year. January 2018, we started off really strong. The market was up about 5.5%. And then in February, that's when the market sold off, had a correction. And it was around the time the Fed said they're going to start raising rates more aggressively. And around the time we started talking about trade tariffs. Because some of these companies like Boeing, like 3M, Caterpillar, these companies that are Dow Jones components, you know, when they're actually trying to sell into foreign markets and there's a tariff, it makes their, you know, products more expensive and then less in sales. So there are things that are going to impact earnings, and we want to know about those and try to figure those out. Now, I talked about some hits and misses. Now, we again, remember the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. I could throw Apple in there, too, to make a FANG. So those have been the go-to stocks for the last several years. Those stocks have had tremendous performance. They've had tremendous growth. Now, some of these FANG stocks have done really poorly this quarter. FANG, F right up front, is Facebook. Facebook had miserable earnings, relatively speaking, that the users were down a bit. And actually, they had to spend a lot of money on fixing the problems with political ads. We heard about Cambridge Analytica and all these other type of things around Facebook. So basically, Facebook going forward is going to have some headwinds. The stock was down over 20%. And get this, the single day value going down in one day was actually Facebook. It was down $120 billion of market capitalization, otherwise known as value. That's $120 billion in one day. That's the most ever in a single day. So Facebook had a tough time. And by the way, people always want to try to catch a falling safe. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Mahoney Asset Management here sponsoring GPS for Retirement, today's topic all about earnings. And I'm glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. We're talking really about Facebook right now, but also beyond Facebook, there are some companies that miss numbers and a stock gets hit, and investors right away want to buy cheap. I have to tell you my experience in doing this for 29 years, and it doesn't happen every time, but generally speaking, when a stock like Facebook falls from graces, you know, everybody loves Facebook, everybody's in it, and the stock goes down because of facing headwinds, in this case maybe regulatory headwinds, or at the very least, adding more staff to try to police all this stuff, you know, it's usually not a good time to buy. I mean, you have to wait for it to settle out. Now, I can't tell you for sure exactly how to invest because that's not what the program's about. But I know a lot of people want to rush in and buy these companies that fall from grace, and that's not a good sign. I would actually wait for it to see a turnaround, maybe a couple of quarters in a row of things getting back on track. Even if you have to pay more for it to give yourself more surety that it's going to go up. But again, I get calls in the office a lot when companies miss earnings and the stock goes down. It's like, Ken, it looks cheap. You know, it was just $217 a share. Now it's 175. I said, you know what? It might get cheaper. So hold on to that. So FANG, Facebook, Amazon. Now Amazon had a good quarter, as you can imagine. People were scared that they would fall into like a Facebook, but they had great top line numbers. You know, the Prime's doing well. Alexa's doing well. I can't say it too loud because she'll start talking to me here. but they're doing very well. So that's Facebook. Facebook, Amazon, Netflix. Now Netflix subscription growth was less than expected, and Google did better. So far the FANG names, two did well, two did not do so well. And we'll be right back after these messages, and we'll be right back with GPS for your finances, today's topic, all about earnings.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm so glad you're joining us. We're here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m., hoping to make you a better investor. GPS for Your Finances, today's topic, all about earnings. Now, you just heard Mike Bennett, our buddy, talk about a book for free. Yes, I'm giving my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, for free. The only place you can get it right here exclusively on WHUD. The first 20 callers will get the book for free, as you mentioned, 845-371-0101. It's a perfect companion. If you get to join us some Sundays, and some Sundays a little bit at a time, and then you don't get to hear us for another month, well, I believe the perfect companion, what we cover here every Sunday, is found in the book, and in my books that I write. In this case, Not Your Father's Retirement. So get the book, 845-371-0101. 0101. And look, this book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm, first 20 calls this morning at 845-371-0101 will get the book for free. We're not there Sunday mornings this early, but leave your name, your address, and we'll get you the book. So right before the break, we spoke about FANG. Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. And those are the market leaders. Some of them will still continue to be the market leaders, and some of them won't. And right before the break, we spoke about be careful about buying stocks that look cheap, especially companies like, let's say, Facebook, that was trading at over $200 a share. I think 217 was a high, and went down to 175 or so after that. You know, when a company falls from grace, generally speaking, it takes some time to settle out. And I say that because, again, I don't know your situation, but generally speaking, 80, 90% of the time when a stock falls like that, generally speaking, there's more selling. So I wouldn't want to get involved in Facebook until it stabilizes and starts showing it going up, or some type of catalyst. Maybe they get involved in China or something like that. But in general, I want to talk about not only Facebook, but any other companies that may have missed during earnings season, and forward guidance is really important. These companies have gone down, haven't just gone down because of the second quarter. The guidance going forward, they said are not going to be so strong. Now, again, this is right from management. So if they're saying that, I'm not sure you want to keep your money in these type of companies where the guidance has not been so strong. Now, if you want to pick up some ideas where companies have really strong earnings, I tell you this from time to time, is go get yourself Investor's Business Daily. Now, you don't have to get it every day, but I definitely get the weekend one, and it shows you, actually makes it very easy for you. They actually enumerate it from 99 down to 1. The highest earnings, you know, companies have 99 ratings, all the way down to 1 that have the worst ratings. So if you wonder, let's say you're stuck in a stock, you get Investor's Business Daily, stock's not performing well, and you realize, the earnings per share rank is 32. That means not so hot. No wonder why the stock's not doing so well. Now, I'm not saying every stock that's at 99 for earnings is going to do well, but it's definitely a high correlation. The companies have strong earnings, and generally speaking, the stock prices follow. But I say this because when you're looking at investing, it really should be looking at companies, not in a rearview mirror, but going forward, and what those companies can grow to. Now, we heard from FANG, I said Facebook, Amazon, as an example, had a really strong second quarter, record-setting quarter, and they gave very strong guidance. That stock is higher. Again, I can't tell you that's going to continue to stay higher, but that's how these things go. And then the next one was Netflix. Subscription growth disappointed Wall Street. Their stock got hit really hard again, and they said going forward, softer numbers. So they told you right there. And finally, Google, they had a strong second quarter, part of this FANG, and Google going forward said they're going to have strong numbers. So it's so interesting to see these FANG stocks, that two that have worked out, that two that haven't. Two got rewarded, two got punished. But I want to take that, extrapolate that a little bit further, and how to make you a better investor, because today's topic is all about earnings. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney here on WHUD every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. I'm the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management, and I host a GPS for your finances. Today's topic, all about earnings. I want to make you a better investor, not jumping at something that went down sharply because of poor earnings and poor earning prospects. We want to be a little bit smarter. That's what we're trying to do here this morning. Now, also, we're around the clock here on WHUD. Every Monday through Friday morning, around 8:25, right after the traffic report, you'll hear me give the market report, talk about the WHUD Hudson Valley Index, local news, what's happening, as well as national news. And then drive time coming home around 5:15 or so, Bill Kugel will be on, my partner at Mahoney Asset Management, and he tells you what's going on with the markets as well. And then Saturday, we get a break, and right back here Sunday morning with you, every Sunday morning, a GPS for your finances. So we've been tackling all about earnings. I gave you a suggestion too. If you want to try to find companies that are doing really well with earnings, Investor's Business Daily or investors.com brings you to the same website. You can do a trial for 2 weeks, but it definitely gives you some names, probably names you never heard of. Actually, one of the names that come out is Grub. G-R-U-B is a symbol. I'm not telling you to invest into that. I'm just giving you an example of something that's at 99. And that's like Grubhub. Basically, they, you know, you call in on your little app, you want food, and most of the companies that are out there fall under this umbrella of Grub, of delivering food and so forth. And they charge, they charge you, the consumer, they charge also the restaurant. There's just some interesting, whether or not you're ever investing into these type of companies, it's always interesting to know kind of what's happening, what's new, what's different. So all about earnings, because it really does come down to earnings. Speaking of Investor's Business Daily, they went back 30 years or so, and they took all this data, and they said, okay, these are the companies that have done really well the last 30 years, and they put in all the different characteristics. The number one correlation to companies doing well was industry, that they're in the right industry. So let's say you're internet security right now, that's a good industry, or internet. You know, let's say you're in retail, well, maybe retail's not doing as well. One thing they correlated, back testing, all the different stocks have done well. The number one correlation they found was industry group. That was a strong industry group, and that helped produce some really good profits. Number two, right close behind it, was earnings, and that's what we're talking about today. Those companies that have had strong earnings growth, top line growth, consistent growth over time, generally speaking, their stocks have done really well. So that's really one of the formulas. And if you think about all the different strategies that are out there, that's the very basics of it. So there are things that can definitely derail earnings in the economy. Right now, GDP for the second quarter was over 4%, one of our best numbers we've had in quite some time. Don't expect any time soon to go into recession when you have a GDP at 4%. Things can always change, but it takes some time for that to change. And if you have a decent economy like we have now, companies should be able to operate, notwithstanding some type of trade war. So the earnings story right now looks pretty positive. As I mentioned, about 83% of those companies that reported so far reported better than expected earnings. We'll be right back after a break right here, GPS Your Finances on WHD. Today's topic, all about earnings.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. And the early bird gets the worm, because you just heard Mike Bennett, our friend, offer 20 of my books for free, F-R-E-E. So the book's Not Your Father's Retirement. It's kind of semi-autobiography. Think about your parents or grandparents who had pensions and annuities and healthcare for life. A lot of us, like myself, have our own business. We don't have those type of luxuries. So we have to kind of build those things. And that's what the book's about. And that's typically what this show's about. Trying to give you some tools to become a better investor. So with that, the first 20 calls will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday. Some Sundays you can join us, some Sundays you can't, but here we go. 845-371-0101. I'll give that number one more time. Get your pen and paper ready. The book sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. The only place you can get it for free is right here exclusively with WHUD. And again, the phone number is 845-371-0101, 845-371-01. And if you're driving, you got two hands on the wheel, well, later on, you can go to WHUD.com. Right on the bottom there, you can get my book for free. So today's topic, all about earnings, and earnings is the driver of the markets. Earnings is the driver of individual companies. It is the ultimate driver. It's really important to know this, because I've been sharing this with you, calling the haves and the have-nots. The haves this year, and for the last couple of years, I should say, are those growth companies, large company growth funds. And I know, like, you know, if you're a 401k plan and 403b plan at work, and you want to hit every single box, international funds and bonds and value, and hit every different box. The problem with that, some cases, you're over-diversifying, because right now the action is in large cap growth. That could always change. I'm not giving you a recommendation, but large company growth funds or large company growth companies have done very well. They fall into the haves. We just mentioned before companies like Amazon, companies like Google, are these large companies that are still growing in earnings. Unfortunately, Facebook and Netflix no longer join them. Microsoft would fall into that category as well. Microsoft made all-time high as well. There are other companies that are out there. Again, I'm not giving any companies to buy. These are just examples of how these things work. So these companies have large companies that are growing their top line, 20, 30, 40%. Companies are still doing well. The other side of the coin, though, are what they call value companies. And these companies are, you know, paid, generally speaking, good dividends. They're, again, they talk about value companies like AT&T and General Electric. Again, I'm not telling you to buy these things. In fact, if anything, these value companies are not doing very well. Why? Back to our topic today, earnings, earnings, earnings. These companies really don't have a lot of strong earnings. They kind of go sideways and pay some dividends, and sometimes they go down in price. And, you know, value meaning, hey, you're trying to buy cheap and try to catch a turnaround. Yet the story right now are in companies, to give a perfect example of why earnings are so important, are these large companies that are growing their top line, growing their bottom line. You know, of course, they could always miss a quarter here or there, but in general, investors are willing to pay more for growth that have strong earnings, even they're paying more for those as far as ratios, than they are for companies that are undervalued or look cheap. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us. I could smell the toast. I could smell the eggs going. It's all no, okay. But I love being with you every Sunday morning. And the goal is try to make you a better investor, try to help you with your finances. And again, when I said earnings, earnings, earnings is today's topic, I think it's really important. Again, there's so many things that are out there. There's ratios, which really don't correlate so well sometimes to a given stock or to a group. But when it comes to earnings, there's almost a very high correlation to a company's stock performance based on their earnings. So if you want to become a better investor, you want to find those funds typically, or those exchange traded funds that invest in companies, that find companies that are growing, still growing their earnings. If you want to buy individual stocks, generally speaking, you want to buy those companies that are growing their earnings. It's a very powerful thing. And I mentioned at one point, you know, when companies have stronger earnings, they have really good earnings, they can do a lot with those. They can buy back stock. And I said, it's a record year for stock buybacks. They can increase their dividends. And if you don't need the dividends, just reinvest and get more shares. They could actually buy their competitors. They could pay their employees more. That's always a good one, right? And another thing I hear a lot of is CapEx spending, what they call capital spending. And spending, a lot of companies taking this extra earnings and put it back for future growth. You see, some companies don't pay dividends, and right away you say, gee, these companies don't pay dividend. I don't even like that company. It doesn't pay a dividend. But what if they're taking the money instead of putting out to shareholders that they believe in their own strategy, that putting money back into their own companies is going to lead to more sales and better results? Well, in that case, even though it doesn't pay a dividend, that's very positive. So you cannot correlate dividends to a stock performance. In fact, the last couple of years, companies that pay dividends, the ones I mentioned, you know, value companies, so to speak, have fell on hard times. Some of the same companies had to cut their dividend. So dividends are nice if the company's also growing in price and sales are growing, but dividend just for the sake of dividends, be careful of that. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney right here on WHD. I'm here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Also around the clock, Monday through Friday, and Monday morning on Mike and Casey's show around 8:25, right after the traffic report. I tell you about the day's market, what's happened the day before, what's going to happen, well, could happen the rest of the day, news stories and local news stories, the WHD Hudson Valley Index, and then Bill Kugel, 515 from Mahoney Asset Management on Andy Bale's show. He, on the drive time coming home, tells you what the market did and sets you up for the next day. So we're with you Monday through Friday, and we're also with you here every Sunday morning. So earnings, earnings, earnings is today's topic. I'm probably sick of saying, you're probably here sick of hearing earnings, earnings, earnings. But again, with real estate, they say location, location, location. It's kind of just one of those things. It's very obvious, but it's so true. And I don't think investors spend enough time. So I think one of the hints you can take away from here today is you have an advisor, call your advisor and say, you know, I just listened to this program and they're talking about earnings, earnings, earnings. You know, can you tell whether my portfolio has companies that have earnings or stronger earnings? Is there any way to look at that? Also, if you're just looking to make a change with your investments, you probably want to find those companies and those company funds or ETFs, exchange-traded funds, that have historically strong earnings. And that, again, I can't say you can't lose money on that. You could always have a nasty correction. You can have some type of trade wars. Things can get very ugly. But companies, generally speaking, that have had consistent earnings growth quarter over quarter over quarter is the area you should be looking at. Well, time goes by so fast. I can't believe the segment's over with. But again, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.